From the central coast of California, across the nation, and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Now, Radio Monterey will go away as of midnight, 1 December, but Good Vibrations Radio will continue. In order to listen to Good Vibrations Radio, make sure you visit the homepage of goodvibrationsradio.com to stay connected with all the information that we bring you through this show. Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which we held October 29th and 30th at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Get on the email list for the Rhoda Psychic Fair so you can be informed of ongoing events throughout the course of the year. Other events, we want to bring back the quarterly preview and bring back some smaller events through the course of the year so you can always stay in touch with what's going on in your world by getting some guidance from some of the powerful readers or getting some body work from some of the powerful healers that normally attend the annual event. Plus, you'll stay informed about the annual event coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds next October. Well, we are almost to the end of November, and this is the week leading into Thanksgiving. And I think it's interesting because so many of us have to really examine what we're grateful for in our life and in our world right now. It's very easy as a result of the election to get stuck in the depression, the darkness, the tension of everything that's going on, and essentially all of the lies that have been fed to us through the course of the political campaign and are being reinforced. So here's the issue that I ask all of you to keep in your mind. An apple is not an orange. There is no such thing as everything is equivalent to the other. If something is wrong right now, we need to not be silent and we need to not say we're going to accept it. Everything will be okay. Operating with love in your heart, operating with compassion, guidance, and empathy does not mean being silent when something is wrong. Let's not make the mistakes so many others have done when people were trying to impose a living, a restriction of rights, to take away freedoms, and just wanted you to feel bad for speaking up that you were losing your freedoms. Keep that in your heart as you go out of your way to manage the world immediately around you. Maybe you can't change what's in Washington, but you can change where you sit and where you stand and what's going on there. But never be silent. Speak out. Whether you speak out in social media, whether you blog, whether you speak out to people you meet, make sure that you are not silent, allowing injustices and the loss of rights to go by as if, well, I'm not going to speak out about that one. I'm not going to speak out about that one. I'm not going to speak out about that one. And we get into that loop of, but who's going to speak out when your rights are gone? As you know, I like As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. He wrote his essay in 1903, and the truth is, not much is known about James Allen except that at the age of 38, he retired from his job and he began to write and wrote a series of books and essays. One of them, of course, being the powerful As a Man Thinketh. Now, I share from Day by Day with James Allen because As a Man Thinketh has been broken down into a little segment for each day of the month. And I'll start with yesterday, the 21st, as we start this week of for Thanksgiving. For the 21st, James Allen tells us, decide to grow. Only by much searching and mining are gold and diamonds obtained. And a person can find every truth connected with his being if he will dig deep into the mine of his soul. Dig deep into the mine of your soul. Kirilani and I shared on a previous show about how everyone, as a coming out of this election, is responsible for the election of Donald Trump. Whether you voted for him, whether you voted for Hillary, whether you voted for Jill Stein, whether you voted for someone else, or whether you didn't vote. All of us are responsible for the phenomenon of a Donald Trump being president-elect. And one of the things that this really talks to me on the 21st from yesterday is dig deep into the mine of your soul to find your truth, your light, and bring your truth and light out in each and every moment. Regardless of what choice you made for the election, determine if that truly defines you as the person you are. If it does, make that light stronger, because your light can only be strong if it's a light of connection, if it's a light of empathy, if it's a light of compassion, if it's a light of concern and consideration for others. And if it isn't, then take a look at why it isn't. And for today, for the 22nd day of the month, James Allen shares, create your own circumstances. This is exactly what we've been talking about. A person only begins to become the person he wants to be when he ceases to whine and revile and commences to search for the hidden justice which regulates his life. We all have control of our immediate surroundings and environments, in differing degrees, of course. There are some things we can't do. There are some things we can do. There are some things we can do a part of. But instead of just complaining about it, take control of your circumstances. As I first heard from Wayne Dyer, whether he was the first one to say it or not, but I heard it from him, there are only two things to complain about. You complain about the things over which you have control, and you complain about the things over which you have no control. But if you're complaining about something over which you have control, change it. Stop complaining. And if you're complaining about something over which you have no control, stop complaining because you have no control over that circumstance. So the real point for today, coming from James Allen, is what are you going to do about it? What is the true representation of the light of your soul? And what are you going to do about it to make that the light of your world? In the daily word for yesterday, it says, peace is my breath and serenity is the beat of my heart. And for today, it said, joy is an integral part of who I am. Make your life one of peace and serenity and joy, and share that with everyone with whom you come in contact. There's so much healing going on in our country right now. So many people are still suffering in so many different ways. And if they weren't suffering enough physically before, many are suffering emotionally now. Let all of us become the healers of that we were born to be by healing ourselves, bringing out that light, and allowing ourselves to express from the true sense of Buddha, love, compassion, empathy, and understanding that is the divinity within us. And that leads us to our segment for today. Kirilani is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent of transformation. And she's also an alchemist with essential oils and teas and color. She provides custom essential oil blends, custom teas, and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations with others and to empower your personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. She provides her unique insights, in her Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday, right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So help me welcome Kirilani and go with the flow.
Well, thanks, Elazar. Wow, here we are coming up to the very end of the year. And from a vibrational point of view, on December 1st, which as we speak is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days. 9 days away. That is the time that we have before the energy is really shifted and focused on that budding, birthing, emerging energy of 2017. So this is the time to pull out all the stops for what our assignment was for 2016. 2016 for all of us has been about letting go, releasing, integrating and processing all the experiences we've had, not just for the last 9 years, but really this whole lifetime, this whole time of limitations. So looking in our own life as to where we operate from a limited mindset, from our doubts, from our fears, from a place of seeing things from a point of view of scarcity, any of those things that have us living in a state of constant anxiety of just trying to survive and get through the day versus thriving, any of those things that have us experiencing the lower emotions or at a physical level experiencing disease or aging or decay or pain, on an emotional level, feeling sorrow and heartache and loss, all those things. This is the time to clean through our internal closets, to clean through and dig down to all of those layers and offer them up to be healed, to be transformed, to be balanced, to be released. And this is happening whether we consciously are going about doing that work or not. When you start talking to people about what's going on this week, starting last week, there are dynamics popping up in families of old wounds, old things that were never discussed but needed to be, old things that it was time to just clear the air and let yourself be free, because you don't even realize how much energy, how much life force is going in to suppressing those, to holding, trying to hold the status quo, the actual tension is mirrored in the cells in terms of rigidity, in terms of that disease and the decay of all those things where there wasn't enough truth, there wasn't enough light, there wasn't enough love that we allowed to flow through to just wash it all clean. Well, this is our week. It's the spiritual week of the month in the culmination of an amazing year of cleaning out and letting go of all those things that no longer serve us. So we're able to use this week to add those final finishing touches to say, okay, think if you were moving. And initially, you're packing things in the boxes and you're admiring them and you're going, oh my gosh, look what I found. I forgot I even had this. And you have a few laughs. And as you get closer to the move date, you start cramming things in boxes. And when you get to that very last day and you still have this stuff lying around, sometimes you just like pull out the trash bin and just start dumping it. Well, this is your week to just pull out the trash bin and start dumping it. You don't have time to analyze. You don't have time to go back and be nostalgic about this time of limitations or how I picked up these different wounds along the way. You just need to ask yourself, am I willing to carry this burden with me into limitlessness? And if the answer is no, just open up your heart and let it go. Just open up your mind and allow it to be washed clean. Just open up that physical body and bathe each cell with love and light. And just be willing to let it go. And you don't even have to know what you're going to replace it with or how you're going to deal with it or do it differently. Just that willingness to let go and be willing with your soul to learn a new way, to find a new way, to carve a new path. That's our work for this week. And we have some powerful, powerful energy days to help us with this process. So for some of us, we save the best for last, right? If you have, you have some help along the way. So today, on the 22nd, is a huge universal energetic recycling day. So if you have any of those things still in your pockets that you want to let go of to lighten your load, this is the time, this is the day to let it go. Because it's asking us, if we are creating a seed for our future, what would we pack in that seed? You don't have a lot of space. What are the most important qualities and attributes and aspirations and intentions and desires and ways of thinking in the world and how we want to feel and how we want to interact with each other? What do we choose to put in that seed? Do we choose to be a seed of light and love and truth in the world? Well, on the 22nd, on that Tuesday, that's what we want to pack our seed with, because it's a seed that is intended to bloom and grow, to be heaven on earth. That's what we came here to be. So as we go through this week, we can just ask ourselves, is this heaven on earth? Do I want a limitless amount of this? Yes or no? And if the answer is yes, send that more love, gratitude, appreciation, and say, I want to pack that in my seed. And if the answer is no, then it's like offer it up to be recycled, to be transformed. We still have this amazing little tiny wisps of the moon still working with us that is a powerful transformational force down on a physical reality level. So break out all your tools. On Wednesday, we have a powerful day of light. So it aligns with those vibrations of light. So again, open up and use the light that day to just wash through all these final things that might be lurking around. And on Thanksgiving Day, we have a day of limitlessness in a month of limitlessness. So it's a wild card day. There's limitless possibilities. There's this magic and miracles is afoot. So let yourself fly free that day. Open your heart up. So if you're going to spend time with family or with friends or with loved ones or even with strangers, use it as a day to experiment with opening your heart more, opening your mind more, allowing that magic to occur from interacting with others in a new way. And then we have, let's see, as we go into Friday, a day that allows us to gain some clarity and wisdom, some perspective on where we are in this process, and gives a powerful dose of transformation energy. So then, let's see, the next big day is on the 22nd. Now the 27th. This is another day where we started off on Tuesday, where it's asking you about heaven on earth. On the 27th, it's also asking you, but in a slightly different way. It's saying, how can I take this clarity and wisdom and perspective of where I stand and use that understanding of this is where my starting point is. And I may not be where I want to be. The world may not be how I would like it to be. But what is that vision that I have for myself, for my life, for how I want to be in the world? And use that transformative power to craft that into the seed of saying, hey, this is my intention. I am acknowledging the truth of where I'm starting or where the world is starting in this place. But here's how I believe I can take practical steps to make it better, to make it heaven on earth in my world. And then, oh my goodness, we lead up to a huge day on the 29th. So this is a day that is a wake-up call that is asking all of us to turn on our light and shine it in the world as brightly as we can, holding back nothing, just being truly that reflection of love and light that we are, and to allow it to shine through us, to stand up and take our power of who we are in this world. And the truth that we are divine beings, that we are limitless beings of amazing potential, and to really claim that. Because this year, ultimately, after we clean everything out and clear everything out, and after we've integrated all that we've learned, the year is about graduation. It's about standing up and saying, I am ready to move on now. I'm ready to move on a whole new spiral of energy in a direction that is leading to heaven on earth. That's what we are here for. So there is a pivotal decision point on the 29th that's asking you, what do you vote for? Do you vote for a limitless amount of what the world has been like up until this point in your life? What do you vote for? So it's interesting that we started the month with an election. It didn't go the way a lot of people would have hoped or dreamed. And it's easy to get disillusioned, and it's easy to get angry, and it's easy to get distracted with all the things that are going on. But Solazara and I have always shared in Good Vibrations Radio that as the alchemists that we all are, we are here to turn our own lead into gold. We are here to use ourselves as that cauldron of transformation. So the more we spend our energy looking outside of ourselves, we lose the opportunity to transform what is within us. And the stronger beacons we become of that love and light, the more we help others shift and awaken and become more of who they came to be. And when we do that, we collectively start making better choices and better decisions. So if we put all of our energy outside of ourselves, in a way, that plays into the game. In a way, then, we're giving up. If we focus in on what we are capable of changing in our own selves, in our own lives, we reclaim our power and we take practical action to create a new future. This is a pivotal week. I don't say that very often. And every situation that comes up in your life is no accident. In this week, it's an opportunity to say, if you are in college, these are your final exams that are asking you, which way do you vote? In each moment, are you choosing love over fear? Are you choosing compassion over judgment? Are we choosing to take our power or to give it over as victims, as martyrs, and all those roles that we've really learned how to play so well, but aren't we tired of playing them? It is a really amazing time. And I want to reinforce that there's tremendous energy for magic. And the way that that magic manifests is through focused intention. So where we're focusing our energy and our time is going to influence the types of things that come up in our life in the next week. And whatever choices we are making are really creating the stage for our 2017, which will be the first, you know, kind of pure one energy starting a new cycle in limitlessness. So I feel very honored and feel very grateful that despite all of the challenges that Salazar has gone through, keeping the radio show going, keeping Good Vibrations Radio broadcasting through the twists and turns, that there has been a forum to share with you all these opportunities. Because hopefully in a small way, it lets you, or maybe a big way, it lets you have a roadmap of where those opportunities are. And I think the more that we are conscious of where the opportunities are, we have a better chance of taking advantage of them than just stumbling into them. Most of the people that we're talking to, November has been an intense month. And it's intense for a lot of very good reasons. So if you're feeling squeezed, it's okay. That's where we're at, because it gives us a greater sense of urgency and motivation and willingness to take action in our own lives. So it's a good thing. Don't let up, because the more you put in to this, the more you get back out on the other end. So Salazar, those are some of the, things in terms of the vibrations. I wanted to remind people of some of the tools that they can work with. I have been breaking out all my tools and using them, and frankly, I've needed them. The aromatherapy that I share with you all every week is extremely powerful for transformation. It helps on an emotional level. It helps on a physical level and a mental level. And even opening up on the spiritual. So if you are still in that cleaning house mode, because all of us should be this week, of releasing and letting go of those things that don't serve us within ourselves, work with lavender and sandalwood and bergamot. Bergamot is the flavor or the aroma that you find in Earl Grey tea that everybody loves, or wild orange or petigrain. Petigrain is a type of citrus from Italy. It's very interesting. All of those are available from doTERRA. They're pure certified therapeutic grade essential oils. So you can take them internally or you can use them in a diffuser. Having those diffusing during the day makes a huge difference to just allowing yourself to process things as it come up. Don't put them to the side. Just deal with the things as they come up. And you'll find whatever it has been in the last 9 years that has been your challenge. And for me, sometimes it's honestly to deal with truth. It's not backing away from hard conversations. It's not being willing to gloss over when people are being somewhat delusional in my life, right? I have needed and I have been getting lessons in speaking up. Whatever it is for you, for some people, they're hitting that self-love hurdle. In the last 9 years, look back and say, was there a year in there that was maybe I left some things undone? Because that's what 2016 has been about. What are the things you left undone? And if you want to tap into that energy of magic and miracles that we have for November, working with, again, these are a lot of citrus type things. So it's interesting. They give you motivation. They give you energy. They give you focus. Grapefruit, lemongrass, and melissa. Melissa is a type of lemon verbena. It's also referred to as the oil of light. So very powerful. And if you want to work with transformation, which can also be very powerful, working both with the limitlessness and the transformation together, work with cedar oil. So I wanted to share those again because I've been pulling my oils out and working with them every day. And as I go through the day, I might even pull out some that tie to other vibrations. So if I was having an issue with truth, I might work with spikenard or spearmint to bring in that energy. So I wanted to share those because this is the time. Pull out all the stops. Use all the tools at your disposal. Solazar has shared some tremendous ones over the years. The Ho'oponopono for releasing and forgiving, the cord cutting, all of those I've been using every single day. And it's been very helpful. The other one that we've shared over the years is the work that by Byron Katie that you can find out on her website that asks the four questions. But the first question is this really true? And when we're in the spiritual week, it's a great way of dissecting and really rising above some of these things where we've been seeing things from a small or petty or narrow point of view to back up and see the big picture and realize that our reactions a lot of times are really based on things where we weren't seeing the truth. We weren't seeing the bigger picture. We were just seeing, you know, what our fears, what our ego wanted to see. So very important week. I wish you all blessings and just want to thank you all for being in our lives. So Solazar, did you have things? That's a lot, but that's what I wanted to share.
Sure. No, that was powerful and wonderful. Another thing I'd like to share and remind people, and they could find this on the Good Vibrations Radio Facebook page, is before you speak, think. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Think. And it's important that we think of, is it true, helpful, inspiring, necessary, and kind, not just for our conversations with other people, but our conversations with ourselves. You mentioned, Kira, about some of the healing going on. I wanted to remind everyone that we're still in a Chiron retrograde. That's the period where Chiron, which is the wounded healer, which is currently in Pisces, isn't it? Should have checked that before I opened my mouth, but is currently getting ready to move direct, and it'll go direct December 1st. But the wounded healer, the important thing about the wounded healer or Chiron is that what it really wants us to do is it wants us to heal. So things will come up and they'll feel like I just got a new wound. I just got injured. I just got wounded. And what that person did was horrible. I've never experienced that before. And the truth is, we have experienced it before. Not the same way, not the same words, not the same timing or the same impact. But our reaction comes from the wounding that we haven't healed. It comes from a separation in our own soul, where we are trying to heal by coming back and being together again with ourselves. So when Chiron brings us a wound, and during this period, and during this election, and during this reaction afterward, it's real easy for all of us to feel wounded by something someone said or did or implied, or something we see external to us. And one of the best things we can do is welcome the discomfort. Invite it in. Because some part of your life is about ready to be restored. when you take the time to do what Kira said, to go in, to explore, to bring peace and balance and serenity to your system by understanding why you're reacting that way, what it meant for you. It's almost as if you're having a dinner and you're setting a place for it at your table. Come on in. Sit here with me. How did I create this separation in my life? What happened to me that I took in as that deep wound that I carry underneath, that sits around waiting for those trigger moments for someone to say or do or not do something? It could go both ways. It doesn't matter. It only matters that you have the reaction and there's that charge around it. Explore that pain. Take it in fully. Know that it is a part of you, and it's a part of you that's trying to get your attention so you can heal it. And you heal it by doing many of the things Kira said. You heal it by how, you know, giving, making sure you're getting your rest, making sure you're eating right, making sure you're getting what exercise you can, that you're taking care of you, you're nurturing you, and you're exploring those reasons. Now, when Chiron goes direct, some of those wounds that have gone unhealed will suddenly get triggered again on December 1st. Something will happen during that month of December, and since December is a preview for 2017, it's really important that we work diligently between now and the end of November to resolve as many of those wounding issues that have surfaced during this time as we can, to identify them. And as Kira said, you do the Ho'oponopono. You forgive yourself. You release it. Then you do cord cutting to release other people who are in you as part of the charge of what you're reacting to. And so those are excellent practices, and it's important that they become the daily practice that you were speaking about, Kira. Now, the positive thing for all of us, there's several positive things that happened. One, of course, two items happened on Saturday when Venus in Capricorn sextiled Neptune in Pisces, and then Neptune went direct in the sign of Pisces. Now, both of those are really starting to say, with the sextile of Venus in Capricorn and Neptune in Pisces, it's saying surround yourself with beauty, surround yourself with calm, surround yourself with some serenity, and damn it, start taking care of yourself. Focus on you as the person that needs the nurturing and the care. That doesn't mean ignore the other people in your life. It just means stop ignoring yourself. And when Neptune goes direct today, remember Neptune is all about our unconscious. It's all about our intuition. It's all about our dreams, but it's also about our healing. It's the energy of the healer, and it's in its sign. It loves Pisces. It's in the sign of the sensitive one of the astrology. And so this is really Neptune at its height saying, heal, 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 heal yourself. Don't keep carrying forward those wounds. And it wants to work with Chiron to see that that happens. So expect to move forward from that energy on more of what you truly want. But remember, Neptune is an outer planet. It moves slow. Allow yourself to move slow. Don't be in a hurry to change everything in your life by tomorrow. And then yesterday, at 1:22 p.m., the sun went into Sagittarius. We have left the Scorpio sun. Now, we still have some of that lingering energy, some of that deeper emotional content that we dealt with through the month. It's also what made the election results so much more devastating to so many people who had such high hopes and different expectations. But now we've hit the sun in Sagittarius, which is far more hopeful, far more forward-looking. Now, the challenge for us while the sun is in Sagittarius is also that Sagittarius doesn't like the details, just likes to look forward. You know, Sagittarius is the guy that stands on the rock of Gibraltar and says, I bet you there's some land out there. I should just point in that direction and try to reach it. But he doesn't figure out the details of what it takes to get there. So we want to let ourselves feel the hopefulness. We want to let ourselves believe that the movement that Neptune is going to prod us to, that we can get there. We just don't want to rush. And we don't want to make big changes over this next month again, because the details, we won't be looking at the details. But that'll carry us through until later at the end of the week, after Thanksgiving. We have some more shifts and changes that'll come through that'll help bring us to the end of the month. So those are some of the things going on right now, Kira. Any comments or information you'd like to add?
Yeah, I what you were sharing triggered a couple of other things that we're seeing. And maybe it's the combination of factors. But look at what your go-to coping mechanisms are when you are under pressure or stress. Because right now, people are under pressure and stress, both vibrationally, astrologically, what's happening on the, you know, political realm that Solasar was talking about at the beginning of the show. And so you're seeing a lot of people in November who, for example, have addiction issues that they're transforming, who had been, you know, clean and sober, falling off the wagon. You're seeing people who had issues being workaholics, going back to finding themselves, you know, still in the parking lot when everyone else is gone and it's been dark for 3 hours now, right? You're seeing whatever it is, and that could be tied into the core wounding, the Chiron piece. In what way do you self-medicate? In what way, you know, with some people it's food, with some people it's watching TV, reading books. What are the things that you use to avoid dealing with things, that you use for excuses, that you use for justifications to avoid life and to hide out, right? Because all that's up to, and that's part of what we want to transform as we go through these last final days. So being gentle with ourselves, being gentle with each other, because if we can be conscious that, okay, everyone's going through this pressure cooker right now, right? So to make sure our energy is going toward positive ways of transforming.
Well, I think that's also going along with what you said, part of the self-care. Like you said, what have you used, as you said, what's your traditional coping mechanism, and does it really care for you?
And is there a way to upgrade that to be more self-loving, more self-affirming?
And that's what Chiron wants us to do. Chiron wants us to say, and I want to share for everybody, nothing in the energy of Chiron or anything that we're talking about means change everything tomorrow. Change what you can. Give yourself those small successes that allow you to move to larger successes. Do not worry, as I said, this is not about dramatic overturning of things. This is about forward progression in self-care, self-love, self-healing. So make sure you're working on the areas where you can and identify the areas where you still need to work. It's okay to still have them to work on.
Because, you know, when you look at where we're at, right, we have 9 days until this shift to the new energy. I'm assuming most people out there listening, and I'll put myself in that list, right, at the end of the 9 days, still have things that want to transform, and that's okay, right, because we're just walking in to the Aquarian age that's all about transformation. This is kind of for those people who, you know, I always like to go and get my books before school started so that I could read ahead, right? I always wanted to be prepared. So this 9 days is asking us to give it our all, to release those things we don't want to carry forward with us, so you can go in with the cleanest slate as possible. You know, how many people when they, you know, went into college, wanted to keep carrying all their books around from high school. Not very many, right? So what is it that you're still carrying around that, you know, are you going to give yourself permission to graduate from the classes and the lessons that the universe has been given you? And you're the only one that can choose to do that.
Well, and I think I'd like to modify that a little. I don't know if you'll agree with it, so please let me know. But I think what the most critical element is by the end of the month is to be clear on what you want to transform and heal within yourself. And then begin to take steps in that direction, which means you may still carry some baggage forward, but you're working on releasing it day by day. And because in the next 9 days, if someone hasn't already identified issues, they may not release them by the end of the month. And if they suddenly jettison them, they may at the same time be jettisoning the things that are not going to be the most impactful for them. So I think everyone has to be honest with their ability to release, because even the Sun in Sagittarius says, really get rid of the stuff that's dragging you down. Get rid of it. But get rid of it in a gradual way that doesn't cause you to relapse immediately. So I just share that. And that may not work with what you were sharing, but I just think it's another approach. So if you're able to get rid of it by the end of the month, dump it. Get rid of it. Be done with it. Move on. But if you're not, don't say, oh, well, I missed the bus. You didn't miss the bus. Just start getting rid of a little day by day. Shift. Make a difference. Make the changes.
Well, and in a way, if we say, okay, we are going to be in this millennium, you know, in the Aquarian age, doing transformation. So if what you're initiating now is a new process, a new approach to addressing things and to transforming them as they come up, that's very positive, right?
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, I don't think we want to set ourselves up to say, well, if we haven't transformed every single little thing by the next 9 days, we failed, because then we're already setting ourselves up to be, you know, frustrated. So I agree. Do what you can.
And keep doing what you can. The issue is, as even as James Allen always says, it comes up enough, persist, persist, persist. Persistence is what leads to success, not intelligence, not wealth, not genes, not where you grew up. Persistence. Have you persisted on the things that are most important to you at a soul level? And if you haven't, then make sure you continue to persist. And just as a reminder, Kira, I'd like to share once again that quote from Albert Camus that says, in the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. I realized through it all that in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. And that makes me happy, for it says that no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back.
Oh, that is so beautiful and so perfect, because that's what we are to discover with ourselves in the next 9 days, is to just go within and to find that place, and to know and have faith that the light is stronger than the dark, that love is stronger than fear, that coherence is stronger than chaos.
Mm. Well, Kira, anything else that you would like to share as we go into the close of this show today?
No, your quote left me a little verklempt.
Okay. Well, that is it. But it's, as you said, it's the perfect energy for all of us to remember. Go within to find our love. Go within to find our smile. Go within to find our calm. Go within to find our summer. And use all of that for our self-love, our self-healing, our self-care, and our ability, again, as we said even last week, to make our divine light just a little brighter wherever we're planted, wherever we are.
Beautiful.
So, Kira, thank you once again for joining us and sharing your Go With The Flow. I'm assuming you don't have any events coming up this week, but where can people get in touch with you if they're interested in more of your doTERRA work?
Oh, okay. Well, a couple of things. I do have an event coming up that people should be aware of on December 2nd. This will be our really kickoff. As you mentioned, December is the preview for 2017. We'll be looking at how to take advantage of December, and then what are some of the vibrational tools that you can work with that we talk about on the show, but this is actually experiencing the different oils, different food that ties to those vibration, teas that tie to the vibration, so you can really experience it on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. So if you're interested in that, it's Friday night, December 2nd at 7 p.m., send me an email at Kyralani, K-Y-R-A-L-A-N-I, at prodigy.net. Or if you're interested in learning more or getting a hold of the essential oils, you can either email me at the same Kyralani at prodigy.net, or you can go directly out to the website at mydoTERRA, D-O-T-E-R-R-A, .com/vibe, and you can order things off there, or you can sign up kind of like Costco to get a wholesale membership and get them at cost. So thank you for letting me suggest those items.
Yeah, especially since you mentioned about some of the essential oils and the diffusers, and people may want to use that as part of their transitional practice going forward, as well as get in touch with you for your workshop.
Yeah, so actually they're great stocking stuffers or Christmas holiday presents too.
Okay. For those who do Christmas or holidays, since there are 27 holidays between November and January for different faiths. So whatever you use, whatever you do. So thank you, Kira, once again for joining us, and we'll remind folks that Kira will be back with us again next Tuesday for more Go With The Flow as we get ready to close out November on those last few days and start into December. So thanks once again for joining us, Kira.
Okay, thank you.
Just a few final words. Is this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, but we will have a show. We'll have a show with Joyce Muse. We're pre-recording the show on Wednesday, so it'll be very timely. But she'll be sharing the astrology coming up for December to give you a better preview, a more robust preview of what you can expect in this month. Now, as Kira said, vibrationally, November ends the vibrational year, and the new year starts December vibrationally. And each day of December is a preview of a week of the first 6 months of 2017. So it's really important that you start paying attention to every interaction and transaction that you experience in December, because at some level, you're going to have a similar experience during that week in 2017. Excuse me. So pay close attention. And I'm sure at the 2 December workshop that Kyralani is doing, she'll be covering an awful lot of that as well. So as I go to close out today's show, I'm going to revert back once again to one of my new all-time favorites, because I believe it's so appropriate. You know, Hallelujah was written by Leonard Cohen. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. It's been recorded by many different artists. But Hallelujah is really our way of celebrating. It's a phrase of celebration, and it really says, open yourselves and celebrate the divine within. But this one is being sung by Pentatonix. It's a cappella. It's beautiful. It's powerful. It's impactful. And I'm closing out today's show to remind us that each of us needs to celebrate the divine within and bring our divinity to the surface and share it with the world. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. You can hear the show with Joyce Muse Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time right here at Radio Monterey. And you can hear a replay of this show on Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. on Radio Monterey. But visit goodvibrationsradio.com to get the schedule and the broadcast. And thank you so much for listening. Many blessings. Namaste.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah. Cut your hair, and from your lips he drew the